Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I really meant I was sorry for ever causing you pain. You showed your appreciation by walking out anyway. And that's a cool shot,
baby. Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's a little Stevie Ray bringing us back. The late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Judith Glaser is our guest, our good friend. And she is the author of a bunch of books. But the one that we're really kind of focusing on today is her conversational intelligence book, which is the Bible. She's the lady who's bringing this to the front. She's basically identified the concept of conversational intelligence, and it's taking the world by storm. And every time we turn around, she's bringing us some new development where people are recognizing what she's identified and what she's helping people understand. Judith, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on all the success you've had. I'm so proud of what you've done. It's been fun for me to watch how you've how this has taken off.
Well, you have been such an amazing supporter. That's part of what I love. Every time we get together, there's such a high I come away with that just goes on for weeks. And it's because you seem to have always gotten this and allowed me to speak about it to people without feeling that. You know, after my book was rejected 100 times before it got published, and now it's global. But you helped me create the bridge, so I'm grateful.
Well, I'm glad we met and got to know each other, so that we could support each other. But one of the folks, we're gonna change just a little bit. We're gonna turn down just a little bit of a different vector here with our conversation, and. It's going to be some conversation intelligence in this, but Judy, there's another part of our show, of our programming that you're part of. You're one of the six or seven women in my brain trust who are breast cancer survivors. Mm-hmm. And every October during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we do at least one interview, maybe sometimes two, with you ladies, Joan Pride, Paula Lovell, Lois Geller, and you and others, and where you tell your story, you talk about being tested and treated and your recovery and your survival. Well, after 14 years, you had a recurrence, didn't you?
I did, and it was in the same breast. And it was a couple inches away. I found the first lump 14 years ago on September 11th, 2001, at the same time that the World Trade Center was being attacked.
You were being told about it by your doctor. It was coming over the faxes, I remember, while the towers were being hit.
Absolutely. And
were downtown. You were downtown, too, weren't you?
Well, no, I was actually at 91st Street or 92nd Street.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't down there, but I was trying to look out the window to see the smoke because... That's what everybody was talking about. I mean, it was the scariest time of our life. And anyway, that's when I learned about it. I went in. The doctor said, after she looked at the biopsy, she said, you have to come in right away. I'm going to move a patient and put you in, which obviously means this, you're in trouble. Right. And so it was small. It was aggressive. And I think it was stage 4 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they took it out right away. And, you know, so...
But that was a lumpectomy, right? You didn't have... any radical surgery at that time?
No, I had a lumpectomy. Yeah. Then I had radiation, which really destroys your tissues in your breast.
Right.
And most importantly, which is the challenge for anyone that has serious cancer, is chemo. And my doctor, because my family history, my mother had cancer for 11 years and passed away when I was young. Everybody in my family has the BRCA gene. So I took chemo, and it took a long time for me to get rid of chemo brain.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that was a long time ago, and I came back with a vengeance, you know.
Right.
Until about 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, I felt a lump on the same side. I found both lumps, so I got in right away.
Self-examination is a big deal, ladies.
you've got to do it. And just felt it was unbelievable. And now this one, it didn't feel to me like it was going to be so bad, as bad. And I went in, and the doctor who treated me the first time looked at me, and she said, yeah, we're going to do the same thing we did last time, except you really should do a double mastectomy this time for precaution. And my daughter had just had a double mastectomy 3 months before that, my daughter. So I said, okay, this is what I want to protect myself. So I went in, and it turned out that from the time they found, I found the lump, it was 1 centimeter. By the time I had the operation 3 weeks later, it was already 1.5 centimeters.
Wow.
So these things grow real fast.
So they you had the surgery, and you were back at work in 4 days.
Well, this is what's the most amazing part about this, and why conversational intelligence to me is so incredible, and it's connected. I had people doing prayer groups for me all over the world. People, I have one friend, Jan Goldstoff, who just has tentacles everywhere, and she reached out to everybody and said, you know, I want to have you put good energy. She told everyone, I told my friends, I have just a wide network of wonderful, wonderful people, and I have to tell you, I really believe in the energetic support of people.
There's
to help
no
heal.
Doubt in my mind that contributes.
So here's what the doctor said. The doctor said it's going to take you 3 to 6 weeks to get back to work. I said, that's impossible. And she said, well, nobody's done it, you know, in shorter than that. And I said, listen, as she walked out the door, I said, turn around. I said, I don't work like other people. I'm going to put together the biggest network of people that I know to help me figure this one out. And I said, I'm going to go back to work, and I'm going to surprise you. And she said, well, prove it. No, challenge me.
And you
Let's
did.
See what happens.
And you did. So, and you know, Judy, it's not just the spirit of others. It's your spirit, and it's a very strong one. Judy, I'm proud of you. Keep up the good work. We'll see you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.